वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भागवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 27 टेक्स्ट नंबर 27 कालकन्योदितावाचो निसम्यायवनेश्वरा चिकीर्षुर्देवगुह्यंसा सस्मितं तामभासता कालकन्योदितो वचो निसंज्ञायवनेश्वरा चिकीर्षुर्देवगुह्यंसा सस्मितं तामभासता कालकन्योदितावचो निसंज्ञायवनेश्वरा चिकीर्षुर्देवगुह्यंसा सस्मितं तामभासता प्रेमदास जी ने, प्रेमदास जी अनुवादन चेस्तुन्नारे अक्कड अनुवादन चेस्तुन्नारे अक्कड रीडिंग फ्रम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 27 टेक्स्ट नंबर 7 27 कालकन्योदिता वचो निशम्य यवनेश्वर चिकीर्षिर देवगुयंसा సస్మితాంతాం అభాసతాం. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పర్డ్ బై డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసి భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి. ఆఫ్టర్ హియరింగ్ ది స్టేట్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ కాలకన్య డాటర్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్, ది కింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది యవనాస్ బిగాన్ టు స్మైల్ and devised a means for executing his confidential duty on behalf of Providence. He then addressed Kalakanya as follows. After hearing the statement of Kalakanya, daughter of time, the king of the Avanas began to smile and devised a means for executing his confidential duty on behalf of Providence. He then addressed Kalakanya as follows. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Ekala Iswara Krishna Ara Sabhavrutya Yareyaichi Nachaya Setaiche Kare Nrutya. Actually, the supreme controller is the personality of Godhead Krishna and everyone is his servant. Yavana Raja, the king of the Yavanas, was also a servant of Krishna. Consequently, he wanted to execute the purpose of Krishna through the agency of Kalakanya. Although Kalakanya means invalidity or old age, Yavan Raja wanted to serve Krishna by introducing Kalakanya everywhere. Thus, a sane person by attaining old age will become fearful of death. Foolish people engage in material activities as if they will live forever and enjoy material advancement. But actually there is no material advancement. Under illusion, people think that material opulence will save them. But although there has been much advancement in material science, the problems of human society, birth, death, old age and disease are still unsolved. Nonetheless, foolish scientists are thinking that they have advanced materially. When Kalakanya, the invalidity of old age, attacks them, they become fearful of death if they are sane. Those who are insane simply do not care for death, nor do they know what is going to happen after death. They are under the wrong impression that after death there is no life, and consequently they act very irresponsibly in this life and enjoy unrestricted sense gratification. For an intelligent person, the appearance of old age is an impetus to spiritual life. People naturally fear impending death. The king of the Yavanas tried to utilize Kalakanya for this purpose. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాఖయ చక్షురున్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామయం దదాతి స్వాపదాంతకం. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಓಂ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. So Kalakanya is a representation of old age. It is compared to the daughter of time. That means in the course of time, married people have children, likewise in the course of time everyone has to accept Kalakanya. This Kalakanya, devotees utilize it in one way, and non-devotees, they utilize it in a different way. Devotees, they prepare for old age, disease and death. They prepare. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanu darsanam. Devotees see the faulty nature, discrepancy means what we do not want. So no one wants disease, no one wants old age, and no one wants death, but no one prepares for that. Even materialists, they are also inebriated by disease, embarrassed. Everybody is embarrassed by disease, old age and death. Like we talk big things, and suddenly we die and we are not there. So it's an embarrassment. That means you did not talk considering death. Whenever we talk or deal in this world, that's why Prabhupada, when he used to write letter, or Vaishnavas, when they write letter, God willing, like I have a plan to go to Australia, I have a plan to go to Kurukshetra after Janmashtami. So they will ask, Swamiji, when are you coming to North? But we have to say, God willing, because I may say anything, but we don't know. God willing, I have this. But if God also sanctions this, actually we should know the plan of God, but that we don't know. So we have our plans. It's not bad, devotees have plans, because their plans are not for sense gratification, their plans are not for selfish gain. Devotee's plan, I want to go to North India, so I can do some preaching there. I want to go to Australia, so I can meet some people there and talk to them about Krishna. So this is Krishna's work. But Krishna may take his work or not, it's up to him. like not every devotee becomes like Prabhupada, but we can spend our life in Krishna's service. We may not become so famous, we may not do so much activity as Prabhupada did, but at least we can spend our life in serving Krishna. And Krishna may empower somebody, it's up to him. There is some science, there is some reasonableness whom Krishna will bless, but you cannot dictate terms to Krishna. Krishna knows our desires, and he may fulfill our desires, he may even fulfill beyond our expectations, or he may completely ignore. Like Abhimanyu is a very astute soldier. But he died in a way that the Kauravas, they played a foul game. One to one, but one man was attacked by so many, seven people, and they killed him, Abhimanyu. So he is an extraordinary devotee, he is an extraordinary warrior, but he was killed in a very unjust way. He became famous. Abhimanyu became famous. If Abhimanyu had fought and he was not killed like that, then he may not have become so famous. Now we talk about the greatness of Abhimanyu, or seven Atiradhis, Maharadhis. They together attacked him from the front and back. You are not supposed to attack a person from the back. Not so many people can attack one person. But still, Abhimanyu fought very Abhimanyu fought the war in a very brave manner, and then he died. So it has become something to note in the pages of the history. One young man standing up to to defeat one young man, so many great warriors have to come into the picture. So it is up to Krishna, like so many things can be said that way. Like Arjunacharya, he did not see Krishna, but his wife, she saw Krishna. Similarly, the Kaliyanag, the Kaliya serpent, very poisonous, very venomous, very envious. And Krishna danced on the hoods of Kaliya. So it is not an ordinary thing to have feet of Krishna on our head. When Krishna is very affectionate, like in Chodadadi festival, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was forcibly brought near Nityananda Prabhu because he was so humble, Raghunath Das Goswami. These are all people who are dedicated to the Lord, and I am a fallen grihastha, I am a materialist, and I have not obtained the blessings, so I am an unfortunate person. You know, all people, even whenever Haridas Thakur, he came to Jagannath Puri, he always considered himself untouchable, and he will offer obeisances from a very far away place. And people have to tell, here, Haridas Thakur has come. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forcibly, he will go and embrace him. And he says, I am unfit to be embraced by you. My body is so unclean, and I am such low-born, and I had such wrong association, and I am so proud, so I am unfit to be in the association of your devotees. So that is humility. It's not that he is not qualified, he is more than qualified. Otherwise, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally names him Namacharya, Haridas Thakur. That means he is the Acharya for the holy name. No one can chant like Haridas Thakur. So, he was not even going before, not inside the Jagannath temple, but he was not even going in front of the temple. I think the Sevites of Jagannath, they all come and go. And if I happen to touch them during the movement, because Jagannath place is crowded, and I will be defiling servants of Jagannath, and it will be a great offense on my part. So you are always staying at a distance. So this is natural humility of a devotee. So there are so many examples like that. A devotee, when we chant Hare Krishna, when we begin to see our fallen condition and our rectification coming from chanting Hare Krishna, that means we are nothing. We don't have any qualification on our own. There is a song in the Vaishnava song book. Yogyata vichara kuchina hi paye tumara karuna sara. This Narottam Das Thakur is singing. Yogyata vichara kuchina hi paye tumara karuna sara. Amita kangala Krishna Krishna bole dayatava pache pache. He's saying that I don't have any qualification whatsoever. My only qualification is that I am utterly unqualified. That is my qualification. And if I ever have to become a devotee in some lifetime, it is to the degree you give mercy to me, and to the degree I hold on to your mercy. Kandiya Kandiya Krishna Krishna Bole Daya Tavapaji. That means he is crying for his most fallen condition and is chanting Krishna, Krishna all the time, just to draw the attention, when you do what the Guru Maharaj says, Guru Maharaj will become happy. When you say, when you do what he says, all right, at least they may not be qualified, at least they are trying, they are attempting. They don't think they can become devotees outside the mercy of the Vaishnavas and the spiritual master. So even in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says, if anyone sees my face, he will lose all his pious credits. He considers his face to be very inauspicious, such an exalted devotee. He says, I am fit to become a stool, a worm in the stool. That is my fitness. I am so fallen, he says. So this is the, whenever a person really comes to spiritual platform, all by the mercy of chanting Hare Krishna, all by the mercy of pleasing the Guru and Vaishnavas, then he will become very humble. Somehow they made it happen. The holy name made it happen. And the Vaishnavas made this miracle happen. A non-devotee becoming a devotee is a biggest miracle. That's why when Prabhupada was asked, people do many miracles. And we don't see you popular as a miracle man. Prabhupada, no, I am also a miracle man. I may not have done the useless miracles what these bogus yogis do, but my miracle is real. Miracle on the storefront, 26th Avenue, New York. What is the miracle happening there? The most wretched, fallen, degraded people, they are becoming Vaishnavas. Generally, even for a Brahmin to become a devotee, without the association of devotees, is impossible. Even a Brahmin on his own cannot become a devotee. He has to get the mercy of a Vaishnava. Like Mayavadis. Mayavadis are Brahmin by birth, Prakasananda Saraswati, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, and many others. Big scholars, born in Brahmin families, right from the childhood, very renounced people, Jnana and Vairagya and a high birth, but that is not a qualification to become a devotee, so they cannot. Somewhere in their life, they should render some service to a Vaishnava. Somewhere in their life, they have to come across a Vaishnava and serve him knowingly or unknowingly. And then they become a recipient of the mercy of the Lord. The Lord's mercy comes through Vaishnavas, not directly. So we are engaged in deity service because the Guru asked us to do so. If the Guru asks us to do something else, seeing our state, then we have to do that. So here, this Kalakanya, devotees, they utilize the old age very busily, because now the death is approaching any time we have to give up the body. So devotees are enthusiastic because they are already preparing. They become more serious because now the final test is going to come. Like eighth chapter, we are reading, I am noticing that we read Bhagavatam and almost some slokas related to that, they come up in the chapter we are reading those days. So like eighth chapter, antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram yam prayati samadbhavam yati nastata samsayam yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tijantante kalevaram tantamayveti kaunteya sada tada tadbhava bhavita tasma sarveshu kaleshu mamanasmara vidyata mayarpita manobuddhir mamai vaishasa asamsaya abhyasa yoga yuktena chetasa nanyagamina paramam purusham divyam yati pardhanu chintayan. Abhyasa yoga yuktena, and he is saying tasma sarveshu kaleshu. Tasmat means therefore. Tasmat, the word Sanskrit, therefore. Because human life is so miserable, so fearful, and it is so horrible. We can just examine our life. We are so stupid to think, I am beautiful because of I have hair on my head, my chudidar is so nice, chunni is so nice, this golden spectacles, they enhance my beauty. All stupid thoughts, because we are so addicted to body consciousness, and our chanting, our bhakti is all parrot-like. It goes on parrot-like, but nothing changes, Like parrots chant Hare Krishna, but they don't become Vaishnavas. Similarly, we chant, but our thoughts are constantly in body consciousness. Where is all this chanting going on? Where is all this seva going on? No, it is not going down the drain, surely. But we are so dull. We are so thick. No? It's a thick-skinned. And to penetrate, it takes time. That's what Krishna is saying in the whole Bhagavad Gita. Births, 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 many births. He is not saying that you chant Hare Krishna and you will come back to me in this lifetime. That is up to Krishna. But generally, we all take. Prabhupada said, if you have spent unlimited births rotting in this material world, what is the difficulty if you spend few births chanting Hare Krishna? Why you are so anxious? No? In this lifetime only, immediately now I should see Krishna. After this lifetime I should go back to God. So there is example from the life of Devananda Pandit in Chaitanya Charitamrita for testing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this guy with devotees he dances and he also associates with Mayavadis. It is like massaging the feet of a Vaishnava and then hitting with a hammer on his head. Same person, you give him hammer blows on the head and then you nicely massage his feet. What kind of approach? That means what? You want to harass him? You want to serve him? Not sure. So that's what we do, no? We chant Hare Krishna and we neglect Vaishnavas, we insult Vaishnavas, we want to compete with Vaishnavas. We say Prabhu, Prabhu, but our idea is I am better than him, you see? Prabhu, Prabhu, but I am better than you, no? So this kind of dealings are called hypocritical, duplicitous, because we have not become natural Vaishnavas, so this will go on. But at least we should be watching ourselves, what is going on, no? So this Devananda Pandit, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just to let all the Vaishnavas know how a Vaishnava thinks, I am unfit for liberation. It is only the causeless mercy of the Lord. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when the devotees brought up the topic, Devananda Pandit sings so excellent, and you yourself have said on many occasions, when Devananda Pandit sings, I feel like dancing. But now you have not even called him before you. Each and everyone you are calling by name and you are blessing them. Take what you want. But Devananda Pandit, you have not called him. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what did he say? I don't want to see his face. And then he pretended to be very upset, very angry. Then they said, all right, Devananda Pandit, will there be any time in the future that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will allow me to come before him? Then immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I will think about that after 10 million births. And then they came and told, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to consider you after 10 million births. Then he started ecstatic dancing. Then everybody wondered, 10 million births, he cannot have the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is so heart-rending. How can you tolerate separation for so many births? So they asked him, is it not difficult for you to spend without coming before the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 10 million births? No, he said, at least he said that after 10 million births I have a chance. That means I am in his list. So that is enough for me. That one day, someday, so that is our hope. We chant Hare Krishna, we see that our mind doesn't change, our heart doesn't become soft, it doesn't melting. There is no melting of the heart. Aribol, a talpere sarge talpere iruta hai, pen boil tendi ro. Aapne kya na? Pura dalo, dekho, aisa aisa. Kaanch root diya gaya. This door. And go, Aribol. Aribol. Dadan, nubha hai. పెద్ద తలుపులే, పెద్ద తలుపులు పైన బోల్టే కౌంటాల్తాయో దర్వాజా వయసా వయసా So, we are born in Kali Yuga, like Sanatana Goswami said, my birth is low, my association was bad, and my activities are heinous, and my desires are very ugly, and I don't have any interest to attempt spiritual life, but only by your grace. So in Kali Yuga, only by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the way he has given, chanting Hare Krishna. Don't do anything other than what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told us to do. Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Worship Chaitanya and chant Hare Krishna. You will make the best possible progress in Kali Yuga. Have no doubt about that. Be sure about that. Be convinced about that. So, that's why non-devotees are not afraid of death. Non-devotees, they are so this thing that till the end of their life they are still hoping, you know, that means their intelligence is completely stolen. Maya Bharata Jnana. If you have any degree of clean heart, we become very afraid of old age, and we don't want to waste our time. No, devotees, they are always time conscious, because they know that the Kalakanya, in the course of time, old age is going to come. If you get married, then you will be lost from your spiritual path. So this, in brahmacharya, when you learn things seriously, when you correct yourself as much as possible, then even when you happen to become grihastha, the serious interest you have taken will come to your help. Just like Ajamil, he got completely lost. But because he was born in a Brahmin family, before marriage, before he was attracted to a woman, the moment we are in the association of woman, immediately our thoughts will all become contaminated. That is, we fall down from spiritual platform to body conscious platform. So, here Prabhupada is saying that people have fear of death, but nobody prepares for it. Like people fear the consequence of sin. You will go to hell, we are afraid. But we are not afraid of doing sinful activities. Let me go on with my spree of sinful activities, but I don't want to the consequences of sinful activities. How is that possible? If you fear the consequence of sin, you have to fear sinful activities. If you are afraid of death and old age, then you should try to take steps to avoid old age and death. The moment you practice spiritual life, you chant Hare Krishna, you are counteracting old age, because you are coming to spiritual platform, the soul has no old age. So if you don't want to face the the consequence of old age. If you don't want old age another time in your life, then we should always be, our life is meant for saving time, chant Hare Krishna. Save time to chant Hare, simple life, then what you will do? Prabhupada said, stop these factories, stop this urbanization, stop these industries, stop this too much professionalism. Just go to village and have some production of grains, eat nicely, and then chant Hare Krishna. Don't create a bogus civilization. Don't create artificial civilization where you are entangled and lost, and because of unnatural life, you are inviting unnecessary troubles. So, Krishna conscious people's slogan is back to simple life and save time to work on your mind. Chant Hare Krishna and become free from the cycle of birth and death. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grandharat Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki.